Here's the dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Once again, it is time for You Big Dummy. Part of our regular Friday features. This is when we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Also, you can be a part of this if you would like. You could read a dummy story on the air. And what you got to do is find a link to a funny, dumb story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, hey, I'd like to read this on the air. That would be really cool. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll record it. You will be on the radio with us reading the dummy story. And you'll get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win-win situation. So get out there and find those dumb news stories and send them to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dummy number one. Authorities in Argentina announced they seized marijuana, cocaine, crack cocaine, and cash being smuggled inside replica World Cup trophies. A Buenos Aires security minister tweeted photos showing the souvenir replicas of the trophies. In them, they attempted to ship 44 pounds of marijuana, 22 pounds of cocaine, 1,800 doses of crack cocaine, and more than $14,000 in cash. Police said four men and two women were arrested Friday as part of that operation.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
For this next one, you can see a picture on our Facebook page. If you want to see the picture that goes along with this dummy story, you got to like us and go to facebook.com/Nick D Show. Dummy number two. Massachusetts State Police shared photos of a pickup truck cited for being massively overloaded with school desks and other furniture. State Police said Trooper Joel Doust stopped the pickup truck on Interstate 91 in Springfield when he spotted its precariously balancing load of school desks, chairs, cabinets, and other furniture. The driver was cited for driving with an unsecured and uncovered load. Police urged drivers hauling large loads to take a look at it before driving and ask themselves, what could go wrong? Again, if you want to see this, the picture is at facebook.com/Nick D Show.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Yes, Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three. Police in Massachusetts said a shoplifter... Oh, by the way, this was sent to us by our listener, Carol. Thank you, Carol. This was sent to us by Carol. Police in Massachusetts said a shoplifter who used Play-Doh to circumvent security alarms left a fingerprint in the squishy toy. The police department said a man attempted to thwart anti-theft devices at the Walmart store by covering them in Play-Doh, but the alarm still sounded and the man fled. Walmart employees subsequently found other anti-theft devices covered in Play-Doh discarded behind the store. Authorities then discovered one of the pieces of Play-Doh contained a fingerprint believed to be from the suspect. The Connecticut Forensics Laboratory revealed the print matched Dennis Jackson, 55. Police said Jackson, whose warrants for his arrest were in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, was arrested and is being held without bail.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, Up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Play-Doh. It doesn't say, Dan, it didn't say whether or not the Play-Doh was actually taken from the Walmart or he brought the Play-Doh with him. Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A 30-foot guitar installed outside the Hard Rock Cafe Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey, was corrected after onlookers pointed out a massive typo. The sign installed Thursday contains the details of a Gibson Les Paul guitar, including a rhythm and treble pickup selector switch with a giant misspelling, which would be R-H-Y-T-H-E-M. Officials said the mistake was corrected Thursday afternoon by removing the extraneous E. The resort said a 60-foot version of the sign due to be installed Saturday does not include the same mistake.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Security cameras outside a Pennsylvania home were rolling when an attempted truck thief was foiled by his inability to make a three-point turn. It's always been a tricky one. The Bensalem Police Department posted a video on YouTube showing the man attempting to steal a pickup truck, which had been left unlocked in a driveway with the keys inside. The man attempts to make a three-point turn around the car parked behind the truck, but repeatedly hits the other vehicle. The would-be thief eventually gets out of the truck and then flees on foot.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep dummy.
All right. I don't know, Dan, we're going to vote after the, let's vote after the news. We can recap it and vote after the news and think about it. But these are good dummies. I was just, I just am still trying to figure out if he took the play, if he took the Play-Doh from Walmart while he was there, or he actually brought Play-Doh with him. If he brought Play-Doh with him, that's pretty key to the story right there. And I'm just going to imagine there was no, that detail was left out of the, was left out, but I'm going to imagine that that's what he did. He had his own supply. He had his own supply of Play-Doh. So, all right, we will do our voting and recap the dummies after the news, which is coming up next. And then we've got Straight Out of Context, Big D Show Spies, and get your Fly Jams ready to go. It's Fly Jams Friday coming up. DJ Shagru will play your songs and your requests at 312-981-7200. All right, news is up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live here in Chicago on the 18th floor in the Skyline Studio. Yes. It's Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And our Friday features have begun. And we are right here in the middle of
You Big Dummy!
So we got a vote. I'll give you guys a recap of the stories here for this week to You Big Dummy. Give you a recap, and then we will vote on the dummy of the dummy. Who's the big dummy? Dummy. All right, let's see. We got the guys who tried to smuggle drug in World Cup trophy replicas. I'm very happy that we had a timely dummy story with the World Cup going on. A nice timely dummy story. We've got the guy who had a ton of stuff hanging out of his car. He was hauling, like, tons of furniture and stuff. And again, if you want to see that picture, you can check out Facebook.com/NickDeShow. We have the guy who tried to rob a Walmart, but he left his fingerprint in some Play-Doh. We got the giant guitar maker outside of the name of the place? Can't remember the name. Hard Rock Cafe. That misspelled the word rhythm. And we got the robber who couldn't steal a car because he couldn't do a 3-point turn. Now it's not, you know, that's the toughest thing on your driving test. Dan, the 3-point turn, I got to say, it's a difficult thing to master.
I mean, that's why it's required.
Yeah. So, those are our dummies. Dan, what are you thinking?
Oh man. You know, as you said, timely with the World Cup.
Yeah.
It's almost impressive how much that guy managed to get on his truck.
Oh, I saw the picture, yeah.
I mean, it is insane.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I empathize. A 3-point turn is not easy in a tight, confined space. I don't know how you don't know how to spell rhythm. I don't know where the extra E comes from, but I think I got to go Play-Doh. I mean, that's just fantastic.
The guy left his fingerprint in Play-Doh while he was trying to rob something. Okay, so you're going with Play-Doh man. Play-Doh dummy. Play-Doh dummy. All right. Esmeralda, where are you leaning?
I do enjoy the picture of the truck with all the chairs.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty good.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
One's like a cart that's leaning out. So I would, rhythm is kind of hard to spell. but I got to go Play-Doh because, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Play-Doh is the dummy of the week already, even if I didn't vote for him. But I am voting for him, the Play-Doh guy. But I got to say, you guys should check out this picture of this guy who's got, like, an entire furniture store stacked up. You really should check it out. It's at Facebook.com/NickDShow.
Although I feel like I've seen much higher.
Yeah.
Like, in my neighborhood.
Yeah, well, I mean, when those guys are driving up and down the alleys and stuff, it's amazing. I'm always like, if you're driving behind one of those guys, it's like, get the hell, you want to switch lanes immediately. Because you don't know if, like, five chairs are going to come flying off of the top of that thing.
Yeah, if I was them, I would want a clean house immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they're waiting to really pile it up, and then they can go exchange it or whatever.
Right, and get rid of it.
But, like, I would, that's just me being very clean or neat about the entire situation.
You know what's funny? When I moved out from my apartment in Andersonville and then moved to Albany Park, I had a bunch of stuff that I purged that I got rid of. You know, there was some furniture, some other bunch of crap that was in my apartment, and I just brought it back. I just brought it downstairs and put it out by my garbage. And I can't tell you the number of times that I would make one trip and bring some stuff down and put it down, go back upstairs, gather some more things and bring it down, that the stuff I just brought down was gone.
Like those efficient.
They are fast, man. I mean, they was like those dudes in the truck. They were like, I think somebody's moving right there. Camp out about a half a block away. As soon as he brings down another load, we're there. Get the truck going and let's go. And oddly, would drive down the street. They would drive down the street, and this would play. That's because, you know, when you see one of those trucks that, I don't know about you, but when I see one of those trucks, that's the first thing that pops into my head is that theme. So, all right, the dummy who put his fingerprint in the Play-Doh. Dan, if we can do a follow-up and find out the details on whether he had the Play-Doh with him or he took it while he was in the Walmart.
I will put the Nick DiGilio I-team on that, which consists of Broccoli Rob.
That's Broccoli Rob and meat mouth.
Mouth beef.
Mouth beef, right, mouth beef.
Is Broccoli Rob the good cop and but Beef Mouth the bad cop?
Yeah, because broccoli's good for you and beef isn't. That's why. That's what it comes down to.
We lost Esmeralda.
Esmeralda's gone, man. What's going on, Esmeralda? You all right? She seems to be endlessly amused by that one. Are you okay, Esmeralda? Did you do a spit take? Is that the problem?
A little bit. Yeah. I got caught somewhere as I was laughing. I was like, nope, this has got to go back.
Yeah. There you go. Nothing like an actual, real, almost, or real spit take. Those are just fantastic when they really happen. All right. What the hell we do? Oh, we got this, right? Here we have this thing. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. Straight out of context, everybody. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7 whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and then we play it back and we all laugh and giggle, and then we celebrate how filthy this radio station really is. So send it all to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
Jesse heard this one of John Williams.
And hopefully they'll get one of those in.
Okay. Oh, good old J-Dub. All right.
Deanna emailed this one of you.
You can get it bigger, but it gets that small. Okay. What happened there? That was weird. Okay, that I remember, what were we talking about there?
We were actually talking about broccoli Rob.
Oh, we were talking about broccoli Rob?
Yep.
Oh, the actual vegetable, not the guy.
Correct.
Okay.
The actual.
the actual food, not the guy, the character.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Deanna, by the way, is a regular at my film club. She's awesome, and she also is the one who made us copies of Fly Jam Friday, or the Fly Jams CD.
Oh, nice.
That was Deanna who gave us the copies of Fly Jams because somebody stole my copy, and she's the one who sent it to us, so we appreciate that.
Very nice.
Okay.
Carol sent in this one of Steve King.
Literally, it was this huge organ.
That's not. Is that the first time Steve? I know Johnny's been on before.
I think Steve's,
has been on before.
Yeah, not the current iteration, not weeknight iteration, but
yeah. Okay.
So right. One more before we break. Yeah. Eric heard this one of me.
It's pretty big.
What were you talking about? Do you remember, Dan?
I don't.
Okay. Whatever it was pretty big. All right, we have to break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll come back and we'll have some more Straight Out of Context. Get your minds out of the gutter, everybody. And then we've got Nick D Show Spies, and then it gets funky. Then it just gets funky, and it's Fly Jams Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Oh, I just want to mention really quickly before I forget, Dan, Eric Childress's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Eric.
Happy birthday to Eric Childress. We are 10 years and 1 week apart, because my birthday is a week from today, and Eric Childress is 10 years and a week younger than me. So there you go. So that's Eric's birthday. Happy birthday to Eric Childress. And we'll talk to him on Monday morning with the movie reviews and all that stuff. Okay, what you just heard, obviously, is Nick DiGilio here on Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Get your requests in at 312-981-7200. Nick D Show Spies. But right now we are in the middle of Straight Out of Context. This, again, is when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds vaguely dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the date, the time, who said it. And again, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to it, Dan.
Next up, Peter in Decatur emailed this one of you.
It's not long. Was I talking about a movie?
Yep, The Incredibles 2.
Oh, and then I said it was,
mm-hmm.
Right, because it is 2 hours, and that's long for an animated movie. I will say, it doesn't feel long, but it's long for an animated movie. That's all. All right.
Wild Bill sent in this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh. That's a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. That was a little creepy, right, Esmeralda? What the?
That was a good one.
That was a good one. All right.
Kelly Mack heard this one of Brian Noonan.
But there was always something fun about getting off.
Okay. All right. We have filthy-minded listeners.
Yep, that was about an Oasis.
Oh! About an Oasis on the highway?
Correct.
Okay.
Streamwood Steve emailed this one of Carl Murray.
I'd rather have big knobs.
Wait a minute now. What? What? What the hell? Was he talking about this? What?
I'd rather have big knobs.
All right, he'd rather have big knobs. Okay, cool. All right, good.
What is that voice, too?
I'd rather have big knobs.
That was the Carl Amare as a Muppet. I believe that's what that was. All right.
Kelly from Elgin sent in this one of John Williams.
I was doing Thomas Jefferson on stage.
Oh, you, that's good, man. That's a good one. Okay.
Margaret in Bridgeport heard this one of Rokan.
You want a little action wherever you are at any given moment.
That show on the afternoons is a little filthy.
Coincidentally, you say that. Here's another one of Ro from Manny and Wild Bill.
It's a little game I play with myself.
Oh, boy. All right.
Brian sent in this one of Mary Boyle.
He told me 8. I don't think he'd lie.
Oh, man. Did she say 8?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he'd lie? That's good.
Margaret from the North Side and Streamwood Steve heard this one of Bill Leff.
I've gone a little soft.
I don't know. That one struck me as pretty good, man. Mm-hmm. That's a good catch. Good catch. All right.
Kelly from Elgin emailed another one of Bill.
Uh-oh.
You got me so excited this morning.
Wow, he went from one extreme to the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for Bill.
Kelly from Elgin also emailed these of Wendy Snyder.
Are you a sausage lover? Sausage is good.
Oh, boy. That show also filthy. You know, it's the daytime here. Daytime over here. I don't know.
I would say the nighttime is clean, but Doug in Kansas City heard this one of you.
Uh-oh. Everybody ends with a smile. What the hell was I talking about?
You were talking about the Mario car, not Mario Kart, Mario car Tokyo.
Okay, the Mario car, not cart. That's how they got around the legal issue.
Right.
Where you can actually bring to life a Mario Kart. Well, I'm sorry, a Mario car, and drive around like a loon. And it's big. All right. And Esmeralda wants Street Fighter 2 to be an actual real-life game. So, okay.
And finally, Dennis emailed this one of Lou Manfredini.
He'll explain it to us, and then we'll do it.
Oop, I'm sorry. That was Steve Cochran.
That was Steve Cochran.
That was Steve Cochran.
That was Steve Cochran.
Right. Here's the one of Lou.
I'd like it to be a little smaller.
Oh, okay. All right. Should we go to the next
one? Yeah, we've only got one.
Okay, we've only got one, so let me do this thing with this.
What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Spies, spies, spies.
Like us.
That's it. Well, there you go. This is Nick D's show, Spies. We do this every week, and this is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station, and whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to hear about it. You become a spy. Jot all the information down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. You said we've got one this week.
We do. It comes from Katrina. Patty and Andrea, we're doing their Tell Me Something Good segment. A text about movies led to talk of you.
Television series and movies are a pervasive...
One second.
That sounded like me.
It was you. Here we go.
231 says, I'm going to a showing of Casablanca tomorrow night.
Ooh. That's
I'm shocked. Like, shocked that they're showing that.
there's some movie showing.
Yeah. Best movie ever. My kids quote it, which I love.
About to turn to Andrea and ask if she has seen Casablanca.
I did. Okay. You know how I, you know why? Because I took a film class at U of I.
Okay.
And Casablanca was one of the movies that we saw. Okay. I used to go to the movies all the time. Like, you name any 80s movie, 90s movie, I'm all over it. It's just the past couple years.
What's
just
your favorite 80s movie? Are we talking like
Ferris Bueller? Yeah.
Don't tell the Nick. Nick will have
Nick,
words.
Nick
he
doesn't
hates
like
that
any
movie
I like.
Really? Not any movie?
Nope. Silence of the Lambs I love. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman. You know, at least.
He liked Wonder Woman.
Did he like Wonder Woman?
Yes, he did. Yes.
I liked it. Yeah, didn't you like those 80s movies? You know, like Breakfast Club?
He loves he loves so many movies. It just depends. He really does not like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Why?
Because he's a white, smug, privileged, entitled kid who's just being a jerk throughout the whole movie.
Yeah. The most despicable character ever. I love The Breakfast Club, Andrea. But yeah, don't like Silence of the Lambs. But I like movies that Andrea likes. We have that in common. And yes, of course, I did like Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was terrific. So there you go. All right. Yeah, it gets to the point where whenever anybody on this radio station brings up Ferris Bueller, I inevitably get mentioned because I hate that movie so much and everybody loves it. So, yeah. All right. Well, there you go. There's some of our regular stuff. We're going to take a break here. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, we'll kick off Fly Jams Friday. So get your request in now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for all things funky related and requests.